Owen Rooney Mornings, your source of local news, weather, sport and entertainment weekday mornings on Good Talk, Good Music, Radio Dunedin.
Quarter to eight, Radio Dunedin. As I mentioned, there was a nationwide call for applications and some 4,000 entries were received to get a free lease of a Toyota Highlander for 12 months. The Small Business Driver Initiative, it came about through Toyota New Zealand. It was partnered by this company, MediaWorks, to help small businesses keep moving. And a lot of small businesses would find it extremely difficult to keep moving during COVID-19. Derek Morrison is an established commercial and editorial photographer based here in Dunedin. He's also the founder of the New Zealand Surf Journal, the home of New Zealand surfing. Good morning.
Good morning, Owen. Thank you for having me on today.
How on earth did you manage to survive? Because let's face it, we've seen so much turmoil in magazine publishing recently, haven't we?
Yeah, look, I think generally it's got really hard in magazine publishing, and COVID is kind of a kick in the guts, really, when the magazines are down. So it's been really tricky. I've been kind of lucky with what I've done is I've tried to move everything online kind of quite a lot earlier than a lot of the magazines did. So it's really hit the print media's obviously really struggled. But during COVID, I was a bit of, what's going to happen here?
Like, yeah.
Very difficult.
Because let's face it, just at the start of the lockdown, we heard about Bauer, didn't we? And their whole family of magazines that suddenly ceased.
Yeah.
And you must have sat there and gone, what's going to happen to me?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like, well, hang on, this is the writing's on the wall here with a lot of this, and a lot of the other magazines were struggling at the time as well.
Mm.
And yeah, it was a bit of despair. So I was pretty happy when I saw the Toyota Highlander opportunity come along and to put it in my application as fast as I could.
How many people do you have working for you?
At the moment, we have a group of contractors that just come in and do various things around the country. So we've got guys all throughout the country, photographers and writers and a few videographers, and they're all come in on different levels and contribute to what we're doing.
Mm.
And we're trying to expand that. And then the nucleus is myself, and my wife helps me out, and we've got a couple of other contractors that come in for specific things and design and things like that.
Okay.
And, so we're trying to grow the family. So at the moment, it's actually during lockdown, we got an increase in subscribers, which is really good because we're a paid subscription model. And it's $48 for a year for New Zealand Surf Journal subscription. And that actually increased during lockdown when people weren't able to surf. They were looking for other ways to sort of, keep themselves inspired and excited and amped up for when lockdown lifted. So that's been really good as well. So yeah.
Okay. It's interesting. You can't go out, so we'll take the magazine. Hopefully now you've got them hooked and the subscriptions will keep coming on an annual basis.
Yeah, that's exactly the idea, is that we keep them coming back and we keep delivering quality, unique content to them as well. And it's interesting because at the moment it's really hard to get that unique New Zealand content. Globally, the content's all become sort of, kind of led out of World Surf League or led out of Australia or the big companies themselves. So the actual independent voice has disappeared. So being able to bring that back to New Zealand and actually tell the real New Zealand stories. And our mantra is to raise the tide for all boats in the New Zealand surf industry.
Right.
And so what we're trying to do is go in there and meet those shapers, bring those surfboard shapers and the surfboard manufacturers to the top, tell their stories. We've got such talented surfboard shapers in New Zealand, but they've been kind of run over roughshod by the really aggressive marketing by the really big guys internationally. And a lot of them are making their boards in China, and they're not the same quality, but their marketing is so slick that they get amazing cuts through in the market.
Mm.
So what we're trying to do is redirect that light back on the actual our really talented surfboard shapers, which we've got so many of right throughout the country, and actually bring their stories to the top. And that's awesome for me to be able to do.
The other thing, and you mentioned it, let's make it a New Zealand magazine, because I suppose the temptation is there to let's do it as easily as possible. And we've got all the stuff that's coming from various sources now. We can grab this, and acknowledge them and put it in our magazine. Surfing into Hawaii, for example, and all the rest of it.
Absolutely. Yeah, look, that all exists, and that's on every platform throughout the world.
So and every magazine and every subject, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So what we want to do is that unique journalism. So our stories only exist where we are, in NewZealandSurfJournal.com. That's what the subscribers essentially are paying for, and it just gets us out there doing those, telling those stories, and there's so many that have not been told. And we're really excited to be able to do that.
So you are going to get into your new Toyota Highlander and head off down the Catlins and see the big waves down there. Is this the story?
Yeah, that's part of the story, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
The Toyota Highlander is probably every surfer's dream wagon to take out to the beach. So I can't believe it, to be honest. It won't be until I'm actually sitting in that seat, that heated electric seat, I must admit.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, this time of the year. Yeah, that's fine. Yes, yes, yes. I take it you surf yourself.
Yes, I do, yes. Yeah.
Successfully?
Yeah. You
fall off just like anybody else,
yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, I fall off a lot. Yeah, I do, I do love surfing. I have to have really great waves and perfect conditions for myself to surf well.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, look, I love it. And I do a lot of swimming and taking photos in the water as well. And on a really good day, I love to get out there with my camera and shoot those, you know, beautiful photos. And, you know, we're really lucky in New Zealand, actually, to have so many waves.
Right, where's the best beach you've surfed at?
Oh, there's a little secret one down in the Catlins.
Okay.
I can't say too much more, but it is probably the best beach break in New Zealand and probably one of the top 10 in the world.
One of the top 10 in the world?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a big call, I know, but I totally back it, and I think anyone who's surfed it would be right behind me.
And I dare say it's one of those well-kept secrets that only those in the surfing fraternity know about.
Yes, that's right, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although, and you could tell me, then you'd have to do away with me in a very unpleasant
right,
manner.
And I don't want to have to do that.
No, I don't want you to have to do that either. Derek Morrison, congratulations. Well done on your perseverance and making sure that your business keeps going. And congratulations getting your new Toyota Highlander for 12 months, eh?
Thank you, Owen. Thanks for having me on.
No worries at all. Well done.